Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a break roll in Ableton Live 12 that has that warm, tape-worn, old-school jungle feel. Think less sterile loop, more sampled, glued-together energy. This is perfect for atmospheric DNB, because the roll is not just drums, it becomes motion, tension, and texture leading into the next section. We're aiming for a short two-bar roll that feels alive, slightly rough around the edges, and still clean enough to sit in a modern mix. By the end, you should have something you can use as an intro lift, a pre-drop build, or a turnaround before the drums slam back in. First, choose a break that already has character. This part matters a lot. If the break feels alive on its own, you're off to a great start. Load a sampled break or a break-derived loop onto an audio track. Something with swing, ghost notes, head to tail, and a bit of natural movement is ideal. In jungle and old-school DNB, the source material is a huge part of the vibe. Set your tempo around 172 to 174 BPM. That's a classic DNB zone. Turn warp on, and if the loop loses too much of its tone, try a different warp mode. In many cases, you don't need to overthink this. The goal is to keep the personality of the break while getting it sitting comfortably in time. Now we're going to slice it up. You want this to feel like a performance, not a copy-pasted loop. For a beginner-friendly workflow, duplicate the clip and cut it into smaller pieces directly in arrangement view. Start with half bar and quarter bar chunks. Focus on the useful details, snare hits, ghost notes, hat tails, and little fill moments between the main hits. Here's a really important teacher tip. Don't feel like you need every transient. A lot of old school jungle energy comes from what you leave out. Tiny gaps can make the roll breathe and feel much more human. Next, build the actual two bar roll shape. Think in phrases, not just bars. Bar 1 should feel a little more open, and bar 2 should tighten up and feel more urgent. That might mean starting with half bar chunks, then moving to quarter note chops, and finishing with a few faster little stabs near the end. You want the listener to feel that tension rising naturally. A simple way to think about it is, start talking, get excited, then cut off right before the drop. That's the shape. Now let's glue the whole thing together. Route your roll to a drum group or a dedicated roll bus. On that bus, add glue compressor. Start gently. A ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is a good place to begin. Use a moderate attack, around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and let the release breathe, either on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. You're only looking for a few dB of gain reduction. Not a crushed, flat sound. What this does is lock the slices together so the roll feels like one event instead of a bunch of separate edits. That's a huge part of the jungle sound. It should feel sampled and unified. After that, add saturator to warm it up and give it a little tape-style grit. Keep it subtle. Try a drive of maybe 2 to 6 dB, turn soft clip on, and trim the output so the level stays controlled. If you want a bit more edge, you can also try drum bus or roar, but keep the effect tasteful. We want worn and warm, not destroyed. A very common beginner mistake is pushing too much drive because it sounds exciting in solo. Be careful there. If the break starts sounding fuzzy in a bad way, back the drive off and adjust the output instead. In this style, restraint usually sounds bigger. Now clean up the tone. Add EQ 8 after the saturation. High pass the roll around 120 to 180 Hz so it doesn't fight the kick, and sub. If it sounds boxy, cut a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If you want more snap and air, add a gentle boost around 6 to 9 kHz. Don't overdo the top end. You want lively hats, not harshness. To get that classic build-up movement, add a filter and automate it. Auto filter works great for this. Try low-pass automation that opens up toward the end of the roll. Or if you want something more lo-fi and tunnel-like, use a band pass move. This is a really classic DNB trick. You hear the rhythm through the filter, and the brightness releases right when you want the drop to hit. If any slices are jumping out too much, don't reach for more processing first. Use clip gain to balance them. That's a huge workflow win. Good gain staging makes every other effect behave better. Now let's add atmosphere, because this lesson lives in the atmosphere's space as much as in the drums. A break roll feels way more convincing when it lives inside a small sonic environment. You could layer in vinyl noise, a subtle reverb tail, a filtered ambience, a reversed cymbal, or even a tiny field recording texture. If you use reverb, keep it subtle. Short to medium decay, low dry slash wet, and a dark high cut usually works nicely. The idea is to make the roll feel like it exists in a space, not to wash it out. Another good move is to keep the atmosphere on a separate track and sidechain it slightly to the drums, so the roll stays clear. At this point, Make the roll feel like it's moving into the drop. Automation is where the excitement really comes alive. You could raise the saturator drive a little in the final half bar, open the filter a bit in the last beat or two, or increase the reverb send briefly on the final hit. Subtle changes go a long way here. In DNB, tension is often built through timing and tone more than giant effects. A good arrangement habit is to place this roll in the last two bars before the drop. Let bar 1 suggest the groove, then let bar 2 tighten up and get more urgent. Then cut into the full drum and bass section. That contrast is what makes the drop feel hard. If the roll sounds good, here's a pro move. Resample it. Create a new audio track, set its input to the roll bus, and record the result. This commits the compression and saturation, and it often makes the roll feel even more sampled and cohesive. Once it's printed to audio, you can chop it again, reverse a slice, fade tails, or duplicate your favorite bar into other parts of the arrangement. That resampling step is very authentic to jungle workflow. A lot of the magic in this style comes from treating drum edits like samples, not just loops. A few things to watch out for. Don't overcompress the roll. If it turns into a flat block of sound, back off the glue compressor. Don't leave too much low end in the break, or it'll fight the kick and sub. Don't use so much distortion that you lose the texture. And don't make the roll too busy just because you can. Sometimes a simple build hits harder than a packed one. Also, always check the roll in context. It might sound amazing in solo and then disappear next to the bass and atmospheres. The real test is how it feels inside the arrangement. If you want to push the style further, try a few advanced variations. Reverse one short slice at the end for a sucking in effect. Layer a second break quietly underneath. Split the roll into two tonal layers, one for the body and one for the bright hat movement. Or add a few micro stutters near the end to give it that nervous, frantic energy. You can also make two versions, one cleaner and more rolling, and one dirtier and more tape-worn. That's a great exercise, because it teaches you how much grit the track actually needs. So to recap, pick a characterful break, slice it into musical pieces, shape it into a two-bar build, glue it with compression, warm it with saturation, clean up the tone with EQ, add subtle atmosphere, automate the tension, and resample when it feels right. If you keep the low end clean, the motion tight, and the top end a little worn, you'll get that authentic jungle and old-school DNB energy that sits beautifully in modern atmospheric bass music. Now go build one. Make it feel alive.